Dreamscape presents The Wedding Season by Samantha Chase, narrated by Katherine Lenhurst. Prologue. 15 years ago, Tricia Patterson nervously approached the closed classroom door. Her heart was beating wildly in her chest, and she had to stop and take a few steadying breaths. This wasn't anything new. The way her family moved around, you'd think she'd be used to this by now. New home, new school, and repeat. Unfortunately, it never got any easier. The anxiety, the nerves, the fear of not fitting in. Most of the time, it worked out all right. She'd make new friends, but in the back of her mind, she knew it wouldn't be long until she had to pack up and move again. But not anymore. Thanks to her parents' divorce, Tricia wouldn't have to move again. She and her mom had found a place in a small town on the east coast of Long Island, and they wouldn't have to pack up and move unless they wanted to. She really hoped they wouldn't want to anytime soon. It had taken a couple of days to get unpacked and settled in, and today her mom had finally brought her to the local high school to get registered. Secretly, Tricia had hoped to drag out the process a little bit longer, but no such luck. She was here, registered, had her locker assigned and her schedule freshly printed out. There was no turning back. Looking down, she stared at the schedule for at least the 10th time in as many minutes. "It's just homeroom," she muttered. "Nothing to do except sit and wait until the first bell. You can do this." With a steadying breath, she reached for the door, turned the handle, and opened it. 25 pairs of eyes were instantly on her, and her breakfast threatened to make a reappearance.
"May I help you?"
the teacher asked. She was an older woman, maybe in her 60s, but she had a kind smile.
I'm Tricia Patterson," she said softly as she walked toward the desk. "I just transferred here and..."
Reaching into her one binder, she pulled out her paperwork and handed it to the teacher.
"Welcome, Tricia. I'm Mrs. O'Keefe," she said, still smiling. "Why don't you take a seat for now? I'll rework the seating arrangement for tomorrow, but for now, feel free to sit at one of the empty desks."
"Thank you," Tricia mumbled and turned around. Okay, now there were only 24.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?